Halitdhakani Sutta, Connected Discourses of the Buddha, Anda Sangyutta. Thus have I heard, on one occasion, the Venerable Mahakachana was dwelling among the people of Avanti on Mount Papata at Kuraragara. Then the householder Halitdhakani approached the Venerable Mahakachana, paid homage to him, sat down to one side and said to him, Venerable Sir, this was said by the Blessed One in the questions of Magandhya of the Atakkavagga. Atakkavagga is, this Magandhya Sutta is appearing in Kuddaka Nikaya Sutta Nipata. And there are 10 gathas over there. And this is one of those gathas. Having left home to roam without abode, in the village the saga is intimate with none. Rid of sensual pleasures, without expectations, he would not engage people in dispute. In Pali, okampahaya anekatasari, game akuppam munisattavani, kamehi ritto apurikharana harano, katam na vigaya janin kairati. How, Venerable Sir, should the meaning of this stated by the Blessed One in brief be understood in detail? The form element householder is the home of consciousness. One whose consciousness is shackled by lust for the form element is called one who roams about in a home. The feeling element is the home of consciousness. The perception element is the home of consciousness. The volitional formations element is the home of consciousness. One whose consciousness is shackled by lust for the volitional formations element is called one who roams about in a home. It is in such a way that one roams about in a home. So over here is a rupa dhatu. Rupa dhatu vijnanaso oko. Rupa dhatu rag vinibandhaccha. That is that this lust for form, and bound by that, the consciousness is bound to the form in that way. And vijnanam okkasari ucchati. Okkasari is that in Sinhala is gruhali hasirenna, and it's a home for the consciousness. How householder does one roam about homeless? Desire, lust, delight, and craving, the engagement and clinging, the mental stand, adherences and underlying tendencies regarding the form element. These have been abandoned by the cut off at the root, made like a palm stump, obliterated so that they are no more subject to future arising. Therefore, the Tathagata is called one who roam about homeless. So, anokasari. Now, the previously we were talking about the okasari, that is that the home. For the consciousness, now the anokasari, that rupa dhatu, that is this form element, whatever the chanda, desire, the raga, lust, nandi, delight, tanha, craving, upadana, that is clinging, chetasu adiptanabhi nivesa anusya, that is this Rimananda Sutta, there is this sabbaloki anabirata sanya. So, that is that whatever regarding this mentally we have this adhisthana, that is this abhinivesa. So we have resolve for certain things, and the abhinivesa is that the inclination or clinging, and then anuse, you know, this tendency attachment lies latent in pleasurable feeling. So anuse is there, and adhisthana is that, you know, that for example, a household has adhisthana for skills, developing skills. Abhinivesa is the job. And a king has adhisthana as the for the land, the power. And abhinivesa is that inclination is to get the power. So, so whatever in the mind, chetaso adhisthana, that there is this some sort of inclination or whatever thing we want to do, and all those things Tathagata has cut off, pahina, ucchinna mula. So they are cut off. So therefore the Tathagata is called one who
roams about homeless. So his consciousness is not actually being clinging to this matter or feeling or the perception or original formation. So the consciousness is free. If we look at this wording over here, Chanda, Raga, Nandi, Tanha, you can remember how these things actually arises in Dhatu Sanyukta. And Buddha explained that from Kama Dhatu, or the form element, that we get the sensual perception. From the sensual perception that is regarding that particular one, that we get, then the thoughts arises, sensual thoughts arises depending on the thought. Now, when we get the thought, we actually think about all the that it actually bring up previous memories. For example, about the lake, and then going to Anuradhapura, sort of thing like that. And looking at something, we always bring up our former memories and things. So now you can see the mentality is working on that one. So then there is this mental contact. Previously also there is a physical, regarding that physical object, there was a contact. Now there is this contact. Depending on that contact, that we get the feeling. And when we have the feeling, Chanda is also mentioned over here. And then we have the desire, then we have craving, tanha. When we have craving, we actually have a sensual burning. And then when there is sensual passion, then we seek. That's quest, seeking for those things. And then when we seek, we actually get it. And then gain as an object from the mind. Raga, the lust arises. So they are connected as well. So these things Buddha has cut off. The desire, lust, delight, craving, engagement and clinging, the mental standpoint, adherence, perception element, volitional formations element, consciousness element, these have been abandoned by the Tathagata, cut off at the root, made like a palm stump, obliterated, they are no longer subject to future arising. Therefore the Tathagata is called one who roams about homeless. It is in such a way that one householder does one roam about in an abode by diffusion and confinement in the abode consisting in the sign of forms. One is called one who roams about in an abode by diffusion and confinement in the abode consisting in the sign of mental phenomena. One is called one who roams purely Niketasari. By saying in Sinhala, it is actually Gahavya Kesena Niketa Sari, Nivesi Sasireno. We say Niketa Nivan Gahavya Rupalambana Namiti Nivesi Upang Kelesunge Visara Pathirina Vinibandha. So the mind is actually completely settled and rest on those about the form. Niketana is actually like that we rest and abide, and similarly mind regarding the form. It settled down over there. Actually, the rupa nimitta visara vinibandha, patirim, bandim. And similarly, sadda, sounds, regarding the sound. Also, the mind goes there and settle and, and bound to it. This is happening all the time. We actually see, having seen a car, we talk about it sometimes, right? The features and all those things. So having seen something, we always talk about that one. So you can see it's going around down to that one. That is Niketasari. That is that roam about in an abode. And how householder does one roam about without abode? Diffusion and confinement in the abode consisting in the sign of form. These have been abandoned by the Tathagata. Cut off at the root. Made like a palm stump. Obliterated. So that they are no more subject to future arising. Therefore, the Tathagata is called one who roams about without abode. Diffusion and confinement in the abode consisting in the sign of sounds, sign of odors, sign, all these things has been abandoned by the Tathagata, cut off at the root, made like subject to future arising. Therefore, the Tathagata is called one who roams about without abode. So you can see the first one we were talking about, that the consciousness all settling on the because of the lust, settling on the form, feeling, perception and the volitional formation. And then we are talking about regarding the form part and the mental part. So you can see they are sort of equivalent in that sense. You know, the if you get the six spheres, and whatever thing arising depending on the six spheres attaching to those things are the same as the five aggregates of clinging. So the other six, internal and external, will actually make up the those five aggregates of clinging. And how householder is one intimate in the village. Here householder, someone lives in association with lay people. He rejoices with them and sorrows with them. He is happy when they are happy and sad when they are sad. He involves himself in their affairs and duties. It is in such a householder is one intimate with none in the village. Here householder, bhikkhu, does not live in association with lay people. Does not rejoice with them or sorrow with them. He is not happy when they are happy and sad when they are sad. And he does not involve himself in their affairs and duties. It is in such a way that one is intimate with none in the village.
That's about a monk
who has achieved that one. He does not actually know sorrow or anything about those things. Yes. Yeah. And how householder is one not rid of sensual pleasures. Here householder, someone is not householder, someone is not devoid of lust, desire, affection, thirst, passion, and craving in regard to sensual pleasures. It is in such a way that one is not rid of sensual pleasures. And how householder is one rid of sensual pleasures. Here householder, someone is devoid of lust, desire, affection, thirst, passion, craving in regard to sensual pleasures. It is in such a way that one is rid of sensual pleasures. And how householder does one entertain expectations? Here householder, someone thinks, may I have such form in the future? May I have such feeling in the future? May I have such perception in the future? May I have such consciousness in the future? It is in such a way that one entertain expectations. Some people, even having done meritorious deeds and things like that one, and they wish for, you know, let I be born of thing and expect those things to happen. And some people actually wish for money as well, you know. And so
that's vitakka vichara, isn't it?
It is vitakka vichara, but vitakka vichara for bad things over there, in that sense, you know, having done that one. And then someone is actually wishing the best things to wish is that prajna, wisdom. Yeah. Householder, how householder is one without expectations. Here householder, someone does not think, may I have such form in the future? May I have such consciousness in the future? Such a way that one is without expectations. So it's not wishing for. So you see that if someone actually wishing for that one, and then that means he wants to actually live, be born again. So those desires accumulated, therefore he'll be born again and again, and it's never ending. And how householder one does one engage people in dispute? Here householder, someone engage in such talk as this. You don't understand this dhamma and discipline. I understand this. What you understand this dhamma and discipline? You are practicing wrongly. I am practicing rightly. What should have been said before, you said after. What should have been said after, you said before. I am consistent. You are inconsistent. What you took so long to think out has been overturned. Your thesis has been refuted. Go off to rescue your thesis, for you are defeated. Or distangle yourself if you can. It is in such a way that one engages people in dispute. So it's this is happening today, isn't it? Regarding Dhamma, people fight quite a lot about that one. And how householder does one not engage people in dispute? Here householder, someone does not engage in such talk as this. You don't understand this Dhamma and discipline. Thus householder, when it was said by the Blessed One in the question of Mahagandhi of the Atakavagga, having left home to roam without abode, in the village, Saga is intimate with none, rid of sensual pleasure. So you can see that we started this discourse, this part, is that the having left home to roam without abode. So the form element, household, is the home of consciousness. And then the whose consciousness is shackled by lust for form. So that part itself is very deep. It is not simple. If you look at that printout I gave you, you can see that the first direction, and these, there are 40 things over here in that page. Okay, so if you go through that, this look at the first direction is the physical nutriment. Physical nutriment is kabalikara ahara, edible food. Because of the physical nutriment, then one will get the perversion that there is beauty in the ugly. Asubhe subha ti vipallasu, that whatever thing ugly and thing is actually now taken as the as a beautiful thing. This can be you know, that when we say physical nutriment is the is not only food, you know, that it's a very deep concept. And if we think about the food, and we are also food, our body is also food. We give it to a shark, we'll happily eat. And can see that living beings are actually edible food. So having seen a person also, the same thing, asubha, you know, person is asubha. Well, you know, if you think about that person inside, what you have, what we have inside our body, you know, food and all those things, and it's completely, but having seen such a thing, one would get this, that this is good, that perversion is actually the, you know, the inversion of that one, and that's beauty, asubha subha, vipallasa. And because of that one, sensual desire is arising. Kama upadana. So that is the Pali word I have written next to it. That the kama upadana is the sensual desire. And when we have sensual desire, that there is this bond of sensual desire that is called yoga, kama yoga. That is, remember the last discourse that we were talking about. It is actually the complete opposite of yoga. The vihara. Remember, we are talking about the four viharas that the Buddha is living. That is this going to the concentrations for abiding. So that abiding is against this fourth one. We are talking about the yoga. So normal person, yoga is that you know, this in Sinhala it is sasare bandhatabana deva. So the sensual desire is something that one is bound by those things, and then he behave in that way. And the Buddhas that you know, going, if someone is actually going into concentration and abide it, it is completely opposite of this thing, yoga. So then the because of the bond of sensual desire, that the body tie of covetousness, abhijja kaya grantha. Abhijja kaya grantha is actually a bit deeper, in the sense that having seen that person or something, you know, the kabalikara ahara, edible food, and then this whole thing has happened. So he got the first attack, having seen the form, he got the first attack that this is so and so. And if someone got a volition regarding that is this chetana, there is some sort of a chetana, what to do with it, you know, that there is this chetana. He is bound by that one, he is now completely went in this age, and that's where the Mara can do anything to that person, bound by this thing. And Mara in the sense, not that Mara we are talking about, that Mara is another one. And then here internally, that person, I want this, you know, look at the some small children having, you know, when they go into shopping and seeing that playing thing, and they you know, so strongly they actually doing that, right? So likewise, can see that when it comes to that level, it is grown quite a lot. So it's called abhijja kaya grantha. So body tie of covetousness. And because of that one, we get the asrava, kama asrava. The taint of sensual desire. Kama asrava, asrava in Sinhala. There is this asrava that it become, when it...
Uncontrollable.
No, it's grown great. It become grown great. And when it grown great, it is actually, that become the flood of sensual desire, ogre. So this person is now subject to, imagine that he is actually subject to flooding, you know, he's in the middle and this is actually road. And flood become uncontrollable. And then when it become uncontrollable, then it's called the barb of lust or raga salla. Raga salla. Salla is actually dart. It's a dart that you go into the body, for example, and you can't take it out. And other explanation is actually it is in the blood. You know, it is inside the blood now. And you can't pull it out. And so the barb of lust. And when we have the barb of lust, and the form as steadying point for consciousness passing on. So now the mind is actually, consciousness is now actually take that form. You know that, remember that we were talking about kavalikara ahara, nutriment, edible food. Now mind actually completely grasping that form and that one, that soul, completely taken over, steadying point. Pali is rupa upaga. Rupa paga is the actually Pali word, pagang. They say pagang vinyanati. Rupa, that is, it take the rupa paga. That is that single translation is that is rupa pagang. So it's actually take the form and the consciousness is now associated with that one. So the in English that it is actually steadying point. So this is the trouble. See, this is the trouble we have, and that is actually the starting point of this discourse as well. That's the this ninth one. So we discuss nine things over here. So what Venerable Mahakachana says, home of consciousness, the home element household is the home of consciousness. So now it has become the home of consciousness, starting with that edible food. Now when this happens, you can forget the rest. It's going in bad way. You know, it is actually, it has become that bad. And agati, chanda agati. The other one actually, the steadying point of consciousness in Sinhalese is trusnavin tetkala rupeta pamunuvana vinyane. Trusnavin tetkala rupeta pamunuvana vinyane. So, let's say you are doing the meditation, and while you are meditating, you want to do, you know, attain, you know, concentration and all those things. And if there is some sort of a foam, right, let's say you put the kettle on and then switch on the cooker and came and, did I switch it off? So it is goes back to that one all the time, like that.
It happened for a while, I thought. Okay, just forget about that. If I lose something, that's it.
At home?
No, no,
here. Right. Yeah. So it is like that. And I mean, unless, what Buddha says, unless one goes into the first jhana concentration, all those forms can take your mind. Only in the first jhana concentration and above, that one can get rid of that one. Even one has attained the stream enter once return, still the same. Buddha said, because the Mahanama is a stream enterer, and he actually asked Buddha, you know, I have this faith about it. The lust comes into my mind. Why is so? Then Buddha explained, that's because that one who has not attained the first jhana, not attained means that by the time of attaining the first jhana, you cannot be taken down. You have attained first jhana before and not now, it's a different story, okay? In the by the movement, at the moment of attaining the first jhana and maintaining the first jhana, you cannot be taken down out of that one. Otherwise, one can.
Isn't it the responsibilities in lay life?
Not only the lay life. It can be anywhere. Unless one become an arahant, you know. And the nivaritanas don't get that regarding the form. But they get the about the other things, you know, they're regarding these perceptions, you know, the spheres of those, you know, what it is. You know, we have been living infinitely, accumulating these things, taking these things as mine for a long, long, long time. And it is that bad. So consciousness, this is a big knowledge over here, vijnana sthiti jnana. If you understand that my consciousness is actually dwelling on this particular thing, then you can get out of it. So if we go for the second one, Second direction, it's actually the contact as the nutriment, sparsha, paso aharo. So you can see that we have the eye and the form, and depending on the eye and the form, my consciousness arises. So meeting of the three is called contact. So contact as the food. The perversion that there is a pleasure in the painful. Now when one get this contact, they get this, dukhe sukanti, vipallaso. That he actually think, this is actually cool. This is cool. Right? And dwell on that particular one. And why? Because we have done it so many times before, and we do not think, unless we think that this is impermanent and subject to suffering, it's naturally what we have been practicing, it comes up. So, the perversion that there is pleasure in the painful. Now, when you have that one, and this one is, there's a bit of a thing, virtue and duty assuming in the Silabbata Upadana. So this is the extreme point that they have actually shown over here. Now you can see when this is happy, if you have seen something beautiful, right? And I'm happy about that one. It is actually something subject to suffering. I'm not thinking that it is subject to suffering. And I'm happy. For example, over here you can see it's quiet and we are discussing this Dhamma and that one, okay? So, since we actually are happy and sort of stay, so we actually hold the future. And future also like this. This abiding, whatever thing, you are driving, you are having a car, you are driving the car, you are maintaining the car. The car is working, I'm happy. Right? One day it will break down. Okay, so, when it is working, we actually hold it. Right? So, now, Silabbata Paramasa Upadana is actually, that is, one actually having seen this one, now he is actually doing more and more things. And wish for, let me have this form, that form, and divine form, and having done these things. So, the extreme point is that one is holding to that one very heavily. Because that he has actually seen this is happiness. So,
but it is the avidya, isn't it?
Because, yes.
Because, a bit confused about why cannot the person see, the person who could understand that it is a comfortable and good and it's like that, why doesn't he see
impermanent nature?
Yeah, why it is not?
It is because constructed. It is our mind constructed that particular one, this feeling. So having seen something, what comes to his mind is, this is good.
But still, that person who is in Dhamma, and
if he is in Dhamma, understand. If he is in Dhamma, then he contemplate. If he contemplate, that is what Buddha wants us to do as well. Wants to contemplate that this is suffering. That the Buddha said that the pleasurable feeling, think it as suffering. Displeasure feeling, think it as a dart. And the neither pleasurable nor non-pleasurable feeling, think it is as in. So we have constructed it with this way, that this is pleasurable, and we are grabbing it, we are holding to it. So our constructions are such, because of the avidya, because of the ignorance, we construct it that way. So it's partial in the avidya, in the construction. And we tend to go. So because of this thing, now he is actually holding the future. So the bond of being, Bhava Yoga. So he is actually holding the future thoroughly. And the body tie of ill will. Vyapada Kaya Ganto. Why we are get Vyapada when we actually have this Bhava? See that if we take the same example about that car, having seen that car is working, having seen the car is actually giving me some comfort, let me walk, that sort of thing. And now it breaks down. And that time, get the anger. Some people hit the car as well. Have you seen that, car broke down and they hit. Similarly, the body, it is functioning and all fine. And one day, a doctor checked it and say, well, you have cancer or something. Oh, then get the anger. Why? Because that we were actually holding that this is, sort of a good thing and fine and all those things. But it is not so. And so you get the anger. Now, So because of this one, we get the taint of being, that is bhava-aso, astrava, bhava-aso, that is astrava. And again, this one become, you know, grown great, that become the flood of being, bhava-oga. And that this one now become unbearable, that becomes the bab of hate, dosa-salla, dvesha, hate. And now, it is actually holding, the consciousness is actually now holding to the feeling. Feeling as steadying point for consciousness. That is actually the second home. See, this discourse is talking about the home of consciousness. First one is the form element. Second one is the feeling home, right? So that's how the feeling home comes into existence for us. Going through these nine paths without us knowing it, we went into that that level. And when that happened, then going bad way through hate. I can go on the other one. So is it too much to not
fine?
Fine. Okay. So the third direction is that the mind choice has the nutriment, that is actually the volition. Chetana ahara, mano san chetana ahara. Because of the chetana ahara. Now, don't just take the chetana ahara without the context. Think about the first one, what happened in the first path, first direction, and what happened in the second direction. So, this is the person we are talking about, having gone through that kama, kama, upadana, all those things, and he was a happy man thinking about this, and he got this vipallas, all those bad things. And he actually hold this thing, kama. What is chetana? Chetana is... In Pali, it is those kama thing here, sangyutto viharati, sangyutta, connected, viharati, bhavito, he is actually using it. If it is food, he is keep on eating that particular one, viharati. Ajosanna, he is remain holding to it. So that's the ayam chetana, that's the volition. So his food is this, he is actually holding the first path and the second path in his mind. And that's how he says get the second food. So this second food is actually, third food, is actually doing the perversion that there is self in the not self. Is very well confused. Is actually getting perversion that there is self. Anattani atta. Is actually that anattani atta vipallasa. And because that this form is there and the feeling is there, thinks that there is a person. Living person actually doing and sort of thing. He does not see this one all constructed. He always thinks, you know, that I am, I have, this is mine. So he's actually regarding all those things. Now, because of that, he get the view as assuming that is ditti upadana. Ditti upadana. Now, because of ditti upadana, he get the bond of views. Ditti yoga. Now he is actually going in this samsara, he is living with this bond that I am. The body tie of misapprehension. Paramasa kaya ganta. Paramasa kaya ganta is actually, you can see it is happening because of the silabbata paramasa. So he is, paramasa is actually grabbing that one, holding very heavily over there. And he is bound now. By misapprehension, these all those things are mine. This form, feeling, all are mine. Volition is mine. The taint of views, ditti asrava, and then the flood of views, ditti oga, that become now this particular view that I am is now thoroughly held in his mind, and the bab of views, ditti sallang, and ditti sallang actually it makes the mana sallang as well. So one, if someone got the ditti, that view, I am, so then he is making up, I am superior, I am inferior, you know, I am the same. It all comes in as well in when there is ditti salla. And when there is this ditti salla, or the bab of views, perception as steadying point for consciousness passing on. So it is actually, it takes the perception as the anya. Sanya paga vinyanati. So that's consciousness. And going a bad way through fear. Now he is actually going bad way through that fear. So now you can see that's another home for consciousness. And so going bad way through fear, why actually we actually hold certain things as mine, and this is, you know, let's say I hold my leg as mine, and this is sort of good for happen, diabetic or some sort of a problem comes in, and then doctor will say you have to amputate this, and by the time that one, so I have the fear. And so agati is actually happening from that one. And the fourth direction is the consciousness as nutriment, that vinyana ahara. Now think about this consciousness as nutriment is the all three paths has happened. For this person, he has gone to the first direction, second direction, third direction. So the is completely a bad state itself. And so there is this perversion that there is permanence in the impermanent. Aniccha niccha sanya, vipallasa. So he is actually have the self theory. That's the atvadu padana. So when you say atvadu padana and the ditti padana, there is this two things one has to think about. In the first, third path, you can see he was actually regarding his body, his feeling, his perception, his volitional formation. Consciousness, they are mine. So that is ditti mama. And the atvadu padana, you have that one plus kukula, you know, the car, all those things, all the other things, external, vastu mama, is also mine. So he's holding both. Formless fear is also mine. Form sphere, formless fear, all those things are also mine. He's holding as mine. So because of the self theory assuming attavadu padana, the bond of ignorance, avidya yoga. Avidya yoga. That is, he is actually now going in samsara and he is doing things because of the ignorance. And he got the body tie of insistence that this is the truth. This is truth. Idam satchani vesa kaya granta. So what are we talking about over here? What are we holding that this is truth? We are holding the truth as aniche nitya. We are holding that whatever thing it is impermanent, we are holding now, this is permanent. So, because of that one, we have the taint of ignorance, avijja asro. So, we get the asro from that one. And because of taint of ignorant, and that will become great, grown great, and so get the flood of ignorance. And flood of ignorance, avijja oga, become unbearable, we get the bab of delusion, moha sallam. Because of that one, our consciousness is actually now, over here we say determination as steady point for consciousness. Now it is actually going bad way through delusion because the ignorance is this thing. You can see there are 40 things over here. This is the four paths. That's our home. You know, the consciousness home is going through these 40. Opposed to this one, there are good 40 things. And we discussed the first path last week regarding that, you know, starting from the patipada, going through the dukkha patipada danda abhinya, remember, using that one we get the regarding the body, we get this mindfulness regards body, that is against this the second one in the first part, that pallasa, and then dhyana, concentration, and then so this is the sickness. And that one is the medicine. So, if someone master this first direction and second direction and then the first path, one has done quite a lot. First two paths over here and the first path to first direction to get rid of this first path. Because when one go through the first path, kayagata sati, and then going through that one, and that is the path to the second direction. So, it continues.
For a normal person, I mean, without disability, all these four happens at once, isn't it?
Which four? Yes. Everything happens. That, you see, is really funny when you... is that you are in one line and then you can see all the other lines has been formed.
That's right.
Right? And you are treating one line, you can see one line is gone but the other parts are there. You know, to a certain extent. But if you recognize one line, then actually you have quoted up quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the very few remains on that one, other lines. Actually think about the Buddha's method of teaching is amazing. What Buddha has done in the, for example, Chaturarya Satya, Four Noble Truths, Buddha actually goes through these paths across. You know that four good paths, if you take it, for example, suffering, birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness is suffering, you contemplate on that one and you see the suffering, actually rapture arises. Now you are actually talking about suffering, thinking about suffering, how come the rapture arises? So that's the marvelous Dhamma. So you got the first marvelous Dhamma, and then when you go to the second marvelous Dhamma. Second marvelous Dhamma is that because of the tanha, craving, that this this whole thing arises. In Sinhala, one can say, Priyudeva lisa dugaiti veno. Priyudeva. So if you tell someone, you know, that because of the things that are desirable for you, you get this thing, and one person actually, he lost, and he was actually coming and died. And he couldn't bear that one. He was actually telling that those people, you know, how come it's, this is happening, this thing. Priyudeva lisa dukha. That they, this thing. It's actually going to the second path. It is actually fifth one in the second path. And then the third Ascharya Dhamma, that is that Tanha Nirodha Dukkha Nirodha. The Priyodhi Atari Dukkha Nirodha. So else in Pali, Nibbana Ratananti Ascharya Bhavena Atula. It is incomparable. When you think about the suffering, it's a completely miserable thing over there. And so he's going through the third path. And then the fourth part, starting from the middle, you know, that is actually across, going across. In the meditation time, you are doing the Satipatthana, for example, you are going across. Now, if you are successful in the first to the second to the third to the fourth, going through the whole path in this one. It's amazing how it is constructed in that way. Great Dhamma. And if someone actually familiar with first path and the second path, and one of those good paths, well, one can actually do quite a lot in that.